Reformed Church.
Because as pastors, they said, it takes time. It takes time to hear from the Lord. You will never, ever in your life hear from the Lord if you don't give him a lot of time. A lot of time. If you're not willing to make that investment with the Lord, you will never hear from the Lord. You will never hear from the Lord if you are not willing to invest a lot of time. It takes a lot of time listening to Jesus and paying attention to him. We need to be willing to make an investment. Doesn't mean you have to be locked in your room for all that time, but it takes a lot of time. Thank you, Lord. You need to be willing to make that investment with the Lord, to give him a lot of time to be trained and to change your thinking. Not some time, a lot of time. An everyday kind of time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As a believer, you can hear from God. You can hear from God. But you cannot give him a small amount of time and then ask why you're not hearing from God. You need to spend time and invest time. Again, not all that. Some of that time may be in your room by yourself. Not all the time needs to be in your room by yourself, but you need to invest the time acknowledging the Lord, meditating on these things. Thank you, Lord. It takes time to learn from Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us the Lord. We don't depend on our own wisdom or the limitations, Lord, of our own wisdom for how far we can learn from you. Jesus, you are our wisdom and you are our teacher, but we need to invest the time to listen to you, Lord. That is the deciding factor. And the people that hear from God and receive from him, people that spend the time and invest the time in listening to him. Thank you, Lord. The Lord needs that time to be able to teach you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Some of that time should be spent hearing other people preach to you. Some of that time should be invested, similar to what we're doing now, but not just here. Whether that's online or wherever it is, some of that time should be invested in hearing other people preach to you. Investing not just your physical time, but the time of your mind. Investing your mind in what's being said and meditating on those things. Those are helps to us. And time spent just you and the Lord. But the Lord wants to teach you new things that you don't know. He wants to show you new things that you haven't heard before. But all of us need to invest the time in listening to the Lord. You need to invest the time when it doesn't seem like you're hearing anything. You need to invest that time. If you're not willing to invest the time even when it doesn't feel like you're hearing anything, then you will never hear anything. That is just the way that it is. If you're going to get discouraged every time you don't hear something, then you're not going to hear something from the Lord. It's like, I'm only going to believe unless I see something immediately. We know that doesn't work that way. We know it takes time. You want to see manifestation from the Lord. You know that just like the parable of the seed and the sower, there's a time period of continuance and growth before you see manifestation. Well, there's also a time period in growth as you're listening to the Lord before you're going to hear things from the Lord. And if you're going to drop it every time you don't hear something and think that it's not working or you're not willing to invest any more time that way, then you're not going to be able to hear much from the Lord that way. But if you're willing to say, Lord, you know, regardless of what I'm seeing right now or what I hear from you or don't hear from you right now, if I'm willing to invest that time, Lord, in paying attention to you and listening to you, that time is well spent. And that time is not in vain, but you need to spend it with the Lord. It's so important to protecting your mind from things that are in this world. And it's important for you to be able to grow in what you know in Jesus. Everything that you have in Christ remains exactly the same. God's opinion of you remains exactly the same. Regardless of what you do with your mind on a day-to-day basis, God's opinion of you stays exactly the same. God is not, you're not going to become more of God's friend because you spend more time with Him. If you think that, that very well may be one of the reasons that hinders you from spending time with the Lord. Because you don't feel like His friend right now. But let me just say, being a friend of God, no matter how much time you spend trying to seek Him, you could never earn that from the Lord. That had to be given to you through Jesus. You're a friend of God because Jesus makes you so through His work at the cross, not because of how much time you spend. We could spend all the time in the world and never, ever earn friendship with God. You don't become a closer friend of God or more of a favorite of God because you spend more time with God. There's not a person in here that can win God's favor no matter how much time you spend. You'd be spending all eternity and still not earn that privilege. But the truth is that Jesus makes us friends of God first. Jesus has made us righteous with the Lord first. Our standing with God doesn't change. You're forgiven now, not later. You're righteous now, not later. You have everything. You're a master of this entire universe now, not later. You have everything that Jesus has now, not later. You look just like Him now. You have all of His personality traits, and all the good things about Him are all now good things about you. And you have all of that now. You spend time with the Lord because you don't want these things going unused inside of you, because you want to feed on these things and you want to learn who you actually are, because you don't want to go through this life living like a man if you're not. You don't want to go through this life living like a human being if you're not. You want to take advantage of the good things you already have. You want to take advantage of the good standing with God that you already have. You want to enjoy the things Jesus has given you and not live life like a human being. That's why you spend time with the Lord. You don't spend time with the Lord as a believer to get these things. You spend time with the Lord to understand these things and to enjoy them and to use them. That's why you spend time with the Lord. But that time needs to be spent if you want to understand what you've been given. God can do miracles in you. God can do things that are not natural to this world through you, and it easily happens. It easily and simply happens. It's not hard. It just takes your time meditating on these things and listening to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's the hearing of faith. Very simple. God does miracles through people through the hearing of faith. It's very simple. It's very simple. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God already approves of you. You already have the praise and respect from God. You already have that. You're already favored by God because, as Ephesians 1 says, we're brought into favor in the Beloved, in God's Beloved Son. He's the reason why we're favored before God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this church. Thank you for the preaching that goes forth here, Lord. Father, I thank you that more people will hear the things that we're hearing right now. I do thank you for that. But I just thank you for teaching us these things to begin with, though. Thank you so much, Father, for showing us things that we didn't know before, and so we don't have to live like we were before, Lord, and go through the emotional issues that we did before and think the way we did before and walk the way we did before. Thank you so much, Jesus, for teaching us these things that we didn't know before, Lord, and we would have never known them unless you showed us. So thank you so much, Jesus, for that. We appreciate your teaching. And thank you, Lord, that any good thing that we've learned has only been from you. So we thank you so much, Jesus, for being that to us, Lord. Because none of us have any wisdom, Lord. And all of us are so foolish by ourselves. so foolish by ourselves. And thank you so much, Jesus, for being the one wisdom in this world that people can listen to. And thank you so much, Lord, for that. Father, thank you for this church to be able to spread that wisdom to more people, to the extent that you've shown us, that we can spread that to more people so more believers can experience the rest from the work of Jesus, can experience the good things that you've given us. Thank you so much, Lord. We rely solely on you to spread this good news to more people. We don't do things in our own power, but we rely solely on you to do that, Jesus, for you to bring these things about and for us to watch them happen as we're believing you. Thank you so much for that. We need you, Lord. We need you. And there is no human effort that's going to cause what you want to happen to actually happen. It's all because of what you do through us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your wisdom, Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Jesus. Thank you for lifting us up from where we are right now and placing us where you want us to be. Thank you for doing that for us, Lord. Without any effort of our own, thank you for that, Jesus. Wherever that may be, thank you, Father, for placing us where you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father. Doesn't matter where we are, Lord. Same message, same everything. You do what you want to do, Lord. Thank you so much for you doing what you want to do. Doesn't matter where we are. The same message you want to preach. Thank you so much, Lord, for that. All right. Yeah. Well, let's see. All right. I think we're good. I think we are. So, I may not be able to get to, if we start this here, I may not be able to get to everything. We'll see. If we kind of get to what I was going to get to today. But just before I keep going, nothing else, right, to be shared? Nothing you guys want to share or anything like that, right? Before I keep going? You want to share something? Yeah? Okay. All right, Pastor Zay is just going to come up and share something real quick.
This is very, very quick. It's just something, you know, we had shared it pre-service, and Pastor Mike shared it now about just the time, right? Spending time, a lot of time. And that may sound a little funny in your ears, right? Because a lot of time doesn't mean a lot of time you laboring and you working. It's just giving him the time, right? No one is saying, oh, you have to spend a lot of time, so it's laborious, and right? You have to spend a lot of time giving. What you're really actually doing is giving him the time, right? Because he's the one that really is the one working in you. But if you really just want something just from a scriptural perspective, like where in scripture does it say you should spend a lot of time? Well, it's actually even more than that, right? Because and I'm just going to read it to you real quick. But he says, I'm going to read it verbatim. I could probably just quote it. We've quoted it so many times. But I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, in other words, how do I live now, today? Like, how is God asking me to live? I live it by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So he says, I live it by faith. How much time? You live by faith. Well, faith comes how? By hearing. How do you live by faith? That's a lot of time, living. How much time is living, right? Living is all of your time, right? That is the best place for you to be is where he has access to your mind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But he's saying live that way. This life that I now, he was talking about the present time, right? This life that I now live in the flesh, I live it by faith, right? That's like an all-the-time kind of thing. That's an all-the-time. In other words, it's your mind being renewed more and more and more. So the more your mind gets renewed, the more time it is that it's just natural now for you to think that way. And there was something that Pastor Mike brought out there that is really good while he was praying, is just that we get a little mixed up because we think like renewal of the mind means results. Renewal of the mind brings about results, but it doesn't mean you've renewed your mind when you see results, right? Don't get the results mixed up with the renewal of your mind. You concern yourself with allowing God access to renew your mind, right? Let him do that. The results, they're an effect of it, right? But that's not our concern, right? We're just giving him access to renew our minds. That's it. But I just wanted to share that with you. Living, right? That's what he told us, to live by faith. That's a lot of time. Living by faith, it's a lot of time. So how often do you acknowledge the Lord? As often as it enters into your brain, right? As often as it enters into your brain. If you need help, right? If you need help acknowledging, Lord, set an alarm for every hour on the hour to acknowledge the Lord if you need a little help. Nothing wrong with that either, right? If you need to use technology to help you acknowledge the Lord, then use it then, right? But how often should you acknowledge the Lord? As often as you can. As often as you can, right? It takes a lot of time. What's the alternative to living by faith, right? Not living by faith, just living by what you see. Just think about it for a second. What's the alternative to living by faith? Not living by faith, living by what you see. Let's see how well you think that's going to go, right? Like, you know what that's going to, there's witnesses all over this world about how does it work to live a life not by faith? How does that work out in the end, right? We know how that works, right? So if you really, like, what's the alternative? Like, this is much better, right? Listening to the Lord and allowing him access into your heart and hearing and then growing in faith then, right? That is a heck of an alternative way to live versus what's there, right? What this world has to offer, right? So that's it.
And just another thing to add just real quick before, I mean, I don't know what I'll get to with the message exactly today, but just note this too. A lot of times we want to give advice to people that are just starting out with the Lord to say, like, you know, just read this devotional and, you know, you just start with like 5 minutes in the morning. And this is really important. Just start with like with 5 minutes and just spend 5 minutes with the Lord. And then as you grow, you'll spend more and more time with the Lord. Just, you know, that's not good advice. You don't grow. Listen to what I'm saying here. You don't grow in the amount of time invested with the Lord. That's God's advice on how much time to acknowledge him is always the same, whether you're a beginning or whether you've known the Lord for years. The amount of things that you know about God grows. The amount of time that God ever advises any person to spend with him, acknowledging him, is always the same. It's meditating on his word day and night, regardless of whether you just got saved or whether you've been saved for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It doesn't matter. I know the Lord and have known the Lord for years, right? Someone that just got saved can be seeking God the same way that I'm seeking God. Our seeking doesn't have to be different. It's like you're in a car, right? You could have just started, but you've got the pedal to the metal, and you're going as fast as you can. And I could be over here, and maybe I know things that you don't know because you just started, but we can both have the pedal to the metal. In other words, we're both accelerating the same rate because we're seeking God at the same rate, spending the same amount of time day and night just acknowledging the Lord. So don't advise people ever to spend a small amount of time with the Lord at first and then grow in it. Your advice should be the Lord's advice. Meditate on these things. Think about them all day. Day and night, think about these things. And I understand, like, this should not be an excuse to not acknowledge the Lord. But I totally understand that you need private time with the Lord, because then that's undistracted time where you don't have to think about anything else. I totally understand that, right? If you're an airline pilot, you can meditate on the Lord and you can acknowledge the Lord, right? You can be acknowledging him as your truth, but you can't be flipping through your Bible or like in such a deep meditation that you're not paying attention to what you're doing. I understand that. You can still acknowledge the Lord though, and you do need time where it's undistracted and, you know, time to get focused and stuff like that. And that also, I think you should have a healthy amount of time there. There's no specific amount of time, but I just want to let you know, don't advise people to spend a small amount of time with the Lord just because they're starting out. And don't use that yourself either. One more piece of advice, even for people that have known the Lord for a while. If your goal, this goes with what Pastor Jose said, and I'll stop here. If your goal is to like, oh, I really got to remember to read my Bible in the morning. Like, oh man, I really got to remember to do that. I really got to remember to do that. Don't make that your goal. Because when that's your one goal, then here's what you're doing, all right? You're doing life, and then Bible is one of the things, or spending time with the Lord, or meditating, or spending private time with the Lord is like one of the things you're doing in your day, right? Don't make it your goal to like, oh, I got to spend that private time with the Lord. Make it your goal to just be consumed with the knowledge of the Lord all day. And I'm not saying you're going to do that perfectly, especially at first, but I'm just saying that needs to be the goal. Let me just say this. When your goal is to acknowledge the Lord all the time and meditate on the Lord all the time, and you just go die hard on seeking the Lord, when you do that, private time doesn't become an issue for you anymore. Because now private time just becomes like, if I'm doing this all day and I've been busy at work or I've been busy doing something, and seeing as we all of us have time, all of us have time to just even spend private time. All of us do, right? Some may have more than others, but all of us have that private time. If that's your goal all through the day, you may get done with the work or get done doing something. You don't have to, let me remember to do that thing over here, that private time that's kind of on the side. This has been your goal all day. So if you get home and you're like, you know what, I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with the Lord today, just undistracted, it's already your goal all day. So it's not hard then to spend private time, because this is just your all-day goal. It's not a goal for a particular part of the morning or a particular part of the evening. You understand? So don't make it your goal to just spend private time. Not that you shouldn't spend private time, but that can't be the goal. Because let me ask you this. Find me one verse in the Bible that advises you that the way you're going to grow is reading your Bible in the morning. Find me one verse. Where's that verse? Or at night. Now, I'm not saying, I've given parenting advice on this in the past. You should have. If you don't have a particular point set aside for your kids to read the Bible and spend time with the Lord during your day, you are doing your kids an entirely a horrific disservice, okay? But I'm just talking about us personally. There is no verse, because the amount of time that the Bible advises for us to renew our mind is for our inner man to be renewed day by day, for us to meditate on His Word day and night, because it's an all-day thing. It's a moment-to-moment thing even. It's not a particular time during your day that you need to make your goal. Your goal needs to just be all day. That's my goal every single day, is, Lord, I'm growing in knowledge of You, acknowledging You, and not forgetting You, right? There are certainly times where you can do that more undistracted than others, but just make it an all-day goal, right? Not a particular carved-out piece of time.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.